And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Recently, tobacco farm workers' rights dominated the discussion at a shareholders meeting for The Pantry, the owner of Kangaroo, the largest convenience store chain in the Southeast. Why should I be bothering y'all with a shareholders meeting? Very few of WCHL listeners are tobacco farmers, but there are Kangaroo stores abounding hereabouts. Think back to the years of struggle by the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, known as FLOC. After many years, pickle pickers gained a sound working contract with the Mount Olive Pickle Company at the corner of Cucumber and Vine in Mount Olive, North Carolina. Because the reality of tobacco pickers is exactly the same as the pickle pickers, and because of the huge sales of cigarettes at the Kangaroo stores, FLOC wants to convince the Kangaroo ownership to act and continue to act for reasonable wages, reasonable farm safety, and healthy work conditions for the tobacco pickers, as they did with the pickle picker. FLOC has sought this justice from Reynolds Tobacco. Pantry CEO Dennis Hatchell confirmed that the company has communicated its customers' concerns. We are really encouraged by what we heard from the company today, and we hope they will take their concerns seriously by meeting with us to learn more about conditions in the tobacco fields and why their company, Reynolds Tobacco, must pay attention to the human rights conditions surrounded by the production of tobacco, which bring in over 30% of the pantry's wages, commented Wesley Morris, a Kangaroo customer from the beloved community center in Greensboro. For more information on the Reynolds campaign and conditions in southern tobacco fields, visit www.floc.com. Harvesting tobacco in the long hot summer is tough, and the tobacco pickers deserve a fair wage, respect, and safe conditions. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.